Hello, everybody. Marco Casson over here. Has anybody ever told you that you're not gay, you're a gift? Well, I'm here to tell you that homosexuality, I think, is symptomatic of a wound. I do. I just firmly believe this. Whenever I experience same-sex desires, same-sex temptation, same-sex attraction, whatever you want to call it, I connect with a wound related to masculine inadequacy. And I need to give this wound my healing attention. So aware and unashamed of occasional homosexual feelings, I'm able to reinterpret same-sex attraction as emerging from the real need for good male intimacy. I need that. All of us guys need good male intimacy. That's where I'm so grateful for my friends. Same-sex attraction is indicating something to me. It's a wound, and it's showing me something that I need. I'm still vulnerable. I like that language of vulnerability, coming from the Latin vulnera, which means wound. I'm vulnerable to homosexual feelings, even though I'm a married man. Marriage is no trophy for the victorious ones. I own this wound. I have to, right? In order to be an integrated man, I have to own my stuff. So I'm owning this wound. But its presence doesn't determine my identity or my orientation. And I'm grateful that this wound is clean through the mercy of Jesus and empowered community. And, you know, it's slowly closing as I become more solid in my masculine gift giving. The wounds we bear don't define our true orientation or the direction of our sexual humanity. I'm not programmed to be homosexual. Our body speaks otherwise. There's a blueprint and an anchor in our bodies. Same-sex eroticism doesn't align with that blueprint. It doesn't align with my nature. But here the virtue of chastity really grounds me. I love the virtue of chastity. And chastity is just much deeper than merely steering clear of overt sexual sin, although it includes that. Chastity involves, as the Catechism says, the successful integration of my male personhood, my body, my thoughts, my actions. The chaste person is pure yet earthy and aware of his potential divides. So though chaste in physical boundaries, I can still be really unchaste in my emotional ones. I may not be crossing any physical genital bounds, but I may be crossing emotional boundaries. That's unchaste. Years ago, I found myself in an emotionally dependent relationship, and it really came from my own unchecked homosexual feelings that fueled mixed motivations to pursue a friendship with this guy. And I wasn't honest about this mixture. I'm not above that, right? I think those of us who struggle have to say that. I'm not above falling into mixed motivations. And it led to an enmeshment. It led to a bond that had to be broken. I lost a friend because of my sin, because of emotional unchastity, unchecked mixed motivations. This made me think of some side B people who are in these chaste couplings, these gay celibate friendships, referred to often in Revoice and similar organizations. It just troubles me because they stem from a naive acceptance of one's homosexuality that can lead to immaturity and indignities towards our friends. Emotional dependency can mask as a holy friendship, but it sows confusion, resentment, and hurt. When vulnerable to mixed motivation, we need to be honest and confess it. We need to bring it to the light. I am not above that, and I reserve the right to say, I'm having mixed motivations here, and I need someone to know that and to help me and to pray for me. We can then grow through the immaturity that we can experience in our vulnerability to homosexuality by attending to the psychological stuff behind our homoerotic desires. I love Pope St. John Paul II's language when it comes to our sexual humanity. He calls it a gift. I love that. I think that's just the best way to describe it. The homosexual wound can threaten the maturing of this gift. But Jesus conquered death. He conquered sin and death to reclaim what is good and true about me, what is good and true about you. So he wants to see my masculine potency mature and bear fruit. He wants to see your feminine gift mature and bear fruit. That is the whole purpose of this Easter season, to reclaim us from what wants to seek dominion over us that really doesn't bear the resurrection life. So what does it mean to actually step into this gift? Must you cultivate opposite sex dating as to be a faithful disciple of Jesus? No. But owning one's sexual gift and pursuing that gift in good friendship with the other may naturally rouse affection for her. If it does, great. You know, take her on a date. Enjoy her. Enjoy him if you're a woman. I needed provocation, though. I needed good provocation to enter into the world of women as an eligible male partner. I realized the idolatry of romantic love, its distortion in our culture. However, that doesn't give me a pass from the Edict of Eden. The antidote to consumer-driven, straight idolatry, it's not celibacy, but true chastity. Through cultivating that essential virtue of chastity, I can find that narrow way, that narrow but sure way to knowing and loving the other. When I met my wife, I definitely didn't feel man enough for her. I think we know that experience of like, wow, this is so great. Oh, I feel so deficient. But my fears, honestly, sometimes increased same-sex temptation. But her reciprocal love melted those fears, and it really helped heal my wound. And it still does help heal my wound. Women have that effect on us, men. The other has this incredible effect. Ordered relationships reconfirm the gift that I am, that you are. The other helps us to become who we are. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. If you found this video helpful, make sure you subscribe to our channel at Desert Stream. We want to help you. We want to help you step in to the gift that you are, no matter your starting point of sexual and relational difficulty, confusion, or frustration. We want to help you. Jesus has a plan to see you through whatever you're experiencing so that you can step into the gift giving and receiving that you've been created to experience. God bless you.